Angry leftists attempt to cancel Elise Stefanik, hashtag bye bye Elise. By Hannah Blow on November 22, 2019. Angry leftists are attempting to cancel Representative Elise Stefanik. RNY, the new Republican star who emerged as a major GOP player in the public impeachment hearings. The New York lawmaker, who has branded herself as proudly the opposite of AOC, proved to be a significant GOP player in the public impeachment hearings, challenging House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff's DCA methods and accusations and dismantling her Democrat colleague's crumbling case, hearing by hearing. Her efforts triggered a number of pro-impeachment Democrats and never-Trumpers, like George Conway. He called Stefanik lying trash and shared a photoshopped image depicting the lawmaker holding up her middle finger at one of the hearings. Despite that, Stefanik has successfully used her battle against Schiff to raise money for her own congressional campaign, announcing on Friday that they raised over $500,000 in less than 2 hours by urging supporters to contribute at fightschiff.com. Her opponent, Tedra Cobb, signaled concern. Many pro-impeachment Democrats seemingly view Stefanik as an existing threat as well, given their newfound devotion to cancel her out. Many are expressing their sentiments on Twitter, using the hashtag #ByeByeElise, which was trending on Friday. NR darling and Donald Trump sycophant Elise Stefanik knows her seat in Congress is in jeopardy. No matter where you live, donate to her opponent at Tedra Cobb. Anti-gun advocate Shannon Watts wrote in response to Stefanik announcing the money she raised. So what you're telling me is that if I say #ByeByeElise I can piss off at Jim_Jordan and at Rep. Stefanik in just one tweet. Where do I sign up for such an amazing deal? Ellie Mistel, a contributor for The Nation, wrote. It's not just Stefanik. House Intel Republicans will mildly criticize Trump, but they're standing by him, the swing left Twitter account wrote. Mike Turner said the call wasn't okay. Chris Stewart said it makes him uncomfortable. Will Hurd said it was concerning. They're all up in 2020. #ByeByeElise, it added. More. Stefanik slammed the Democrats' case during her appearance on Hannity Thursday, reminding viewers that she has just focused on the facts. I've just focused on the facts, she said. And it is clear as every day goes by that Democrats' case for impeachment is crumbling. Adam Schiff has been an abject failure. And again, the facts remain the same. There was no quid pro quo. And there was no investigation into the Bidens. In fact, the only investigation into Burisma was under the Obama administration, she noted.